Heyo, and here we go. Welcome to another episode of We Talk Music. I am your host, Mr. Brett Podcast. I am the king of the casters, and I am joined today by, oh my, he is a singer and he is a guitarist for the band Vitriol. He is Kyle Rasmussen. Kyle, how are you today?
Hello, I'm very well. Thank you for that introduction.
Well, we are happy to have you on the show today because you guys have a new album coming out. It's your first full-length album. September 6th from Century Media, To Bathe from the Throat of Cowardice. Now, that is a title right there.
Yeah. It's an album that doesn't pull any punches, and we want to ensure that the title spoke that.
Awesome. Well, tell us a little bit about the band and in doing so, the recording of this full-length album, because, I mean, you've been together since 2011, I guess.
Yeah, more or less, in some form or another. Like the two primary members that make up Vitriol are Adam and I, and we came out of a band we were working with together prior to Vitriol, and then we knew we wanted to do something a bit different, something a bit more earnest, serious, a little more ambitious, certainly. And then we ended up releasing a small EP in 2012. And then in 2013, we played our very first show as Vitriol officially, and that was opening up for, coincidentally, this is very funny, full circle stuff, our very first show was opening up for Niall.
Wow. All right.
In 2013. So, from then forward, it was just kind of a revolving door of other players, drummers, entertaining the idea of second guitar players for a long time, while we just cultivated their sound, which took a very long time. And Adam and I training to become proficient vocalists was no small feat, so that took some time. Then being able to combine that with, the instrumentation is another skill to develop in and of itself. So, I mean, we knew what we were undertaking was not a small feat, and that's just what took so long to get this engine turning, just to get all the parts developed. But, it all just seemed to cosmically fall into place because the very last bit of the material that I've been working on over the course of like 5 years, realistically, for this album, were just finally, I was like I was like 95% complete by the time Century Media reached out and all the opportunities came together. So we were just like, yeah, we have an album ready to go. And just they shot us right into the studio. And it was long days, long nights. Quit my job to finish it. And, that's been the just 7-year nonstop, your classic 10-year overnight success.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I've listened to the album, and I mean, it is absolutely brutal, which is wonderful. And I think that, as I go and watch the videos and kind of dig through what your fans are saying, I mean, I think it really seems to be pretty overwhelmingly positive so far.
Yeah, it's a surreal experience for us and a really validating one because we've been toiling away for a very long time without any of that affirmation. You know what I mean? A lot of bands get to develop in the public eye and they get to feed off of that positive reinforcement, and for us developing the sound for so long in a vacuum, we had no idea, honestly, we had no idea how it would be received objectively because we had we didn't wean a listener base onto it. So it could have been a dud. It could have been a little cult classic. I don't think I had enough belief in the material that it was competent enough that I put enough effort into it that it wouldn't be a dud. I thought at best it would be kind of like this, little cult classic niche gem for people that like really, really overwhelming extreme music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I knew how intense what I was trying to do was. I had no anticipation that it would have as widespread appeal as it's having. And that was the most shocking aspect of it. And it's just such a testament to what really devoting yourself to your craft for the sake of it and not for the sake of developing a career can do for your work.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause what does make you like, you know, but way back then, like make you say like extreme music, that's what I really want to do.
Yeah. It was a really organic process. I mean, I got hooked on, you know, Metallica and Slayer and Testament and the classic stuff from a stepfather of mine when I was very, very young. And then it was just, I don't know if anyone really knows. It's just kind of like a siren song. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what art is. Like,
yeah.
Things, it hits you, you interface with your environment. And then every once in a while you interact with something that really resonates with you, really rings your bell, you know? And that's what death metal was for me. I remember, the first death metal band I ever heard was 6 Feet Under. And I was,
so good. I love them.
Yeah. I was looking up, I'm 30 now. So I was about 12 or 13. I don't know when I got the internet for the first time. And I don't know why I was compelled to do this, but I looked up Metallica lyrics, right? I just like Yahooed it or whatever search engine was at the time. And I came upon a website called darklyrics.com that I'm sure any fans of extreme metal are familiar with at this point in their life. And, I just saw this treasure trove, cause I grew up relatively, low on the economic bracket. So I didn't have a lot of resources. It was like whatever my stepdad knew and whatever was on the radio, like the heaviest stuff I could get. Mm-hmm. And then I was just going through all of these band names and I saw 6 Feet Under in this list of the lyric website. I was like, oh, that's a heavy sounding name, you know? So I find whatever primitive downloading program there was at the time, downloaded 6 Feet Under track, heard Chris Barnes vocals for the first time. And that really was like the genesis moment. Like that was the catalyst. I was just like, I heard that and it was so alien to me. It was so like, you're just like, oh my God, this scares me. It's going to definitely scare the shit out of my fucking friends, you know? And, this is just like, what is this? Is there more stuff like this? Is this like a thing that's happening? Like, it's just like, I have so many questions, you know? And, it was over from then on, you know? It was like, got really into Suffocation and Immolation, like through the affiliations with, you know, the classic, you know, bands, big bands.
Yeah.
Cannibal. And then when I got into at that age, you know, when I was a teenager, that's right when like Black Dahlia Unhallowed came out. Like that was my era. You know, I was like perfect age for that to come out. And, you know, and then I got familiar with the more modern stuff and then, you know, it was just one thing after another, man. And I was just a glutton. I was ravenous and, you know, black metal and the whole thing. And I just, as I fell in love with each tendril of extreme music, every subgenre, I found something I loved about it. You know, I was never the guy that was like, oh, I mean, I always thought of myself as like a death metal head, like that's my home base, but I love everything. And then when I knew I wanted to make a band in my own, what I wanted to hear was, I wanted to hear an assimilation of all of those aspects that I loved about all of these extreme genres that I listened to and that could communicate those experiences in, you know, one palatable thing. And I think that was that's the philosophical drive for Vitriol.
Nice. Well, and you know, I mean, from everything that I've heard, it sounds like you've been working from the right, you know, source material and you've certainly worked hard to take it to another level. One of the things that you said earlier that I'm really interested in is like, working and preparing yourself to learn how to sing like that. So tell me a little bit about that journey.
It was tough. You know, vocals are a hard thing to tame in the sense that you kind of got what you got, you know, organically. So you can always shoot for a sound. And I knew with the vocal thing just kind of, it felt like just a necessity. I knew I wanted to write the lyrics. I knew I wanted to control the narrative of the band. I knew I wanted, I just knew that incorporating a standalone vocalist was just going to be problematic down the road. Devastating to the band if we lost a perceived frontman. And I knew I wanted Vitriol to be a career band, and I knew, you know, job security. I don't have to worry about me quitting. You know?
That's right.
And I also don't have to worry about egos. So I knew what I wanted to hear in death metal vocals to an extent. I knew I wanted to hear an approach that was a bit more, that wasn't afraid to incorporate some emotive quality, you know, that wasn't afraid to really kind of sound pained and expressive. I was missing that in death metal because, you know, like even some more hardcore that I was into growing up, that was something that really resonated with me about that was the passion, the emotion, the sincere angst, you know, and angst kind of has a kind of taboo stank on it, but like the good kind of angst.
Yes. Know? No, I understand what you're talking about for sure.
Yeah. And, I missed that in death metal and I thought there was so much room for it. I didn't understand why it wasn't being incorporated. And, but I also really liked the, you know, big stern, you know, brutal, cold caveman approach when the tone of the song called for it. So I just started doing my best to sing along to like Demigod era Behemoth. Obviously early Hate Eternal, doing a lot of iMonarch covers in my bedroom when I was a kid, you know? really just trying to get that manly, open, really articulate too. Like that was important to me. I wanted, that was something that both Eric and, you know, Nurgle could bring to the table was this articulation. They had good lyrics and they wanted you to hear them, you know? And so I knew I didn't want to just, phone it in that way either. And then also being a huge Nile fan, Adam just always being my right hand man. He's never been just like a bass player, so it just made sense, you know. It was like, well, if I'm gonna fucking do it, you may as well do it. so we just kind of pushed each other in that way. I got started a little earlier. I started doing vocals about like a year or two before him, and that's when, because it was originally going to be like I was doing primary vocals and he would do some backup. And then as the tap started developing, I started getting more of like a Nile-esque vision for us. Mm. And, you know, I was like, I kind of like this more off and on. And I just really appreciate being a guitar player, to be honest, too. So it's I get to have my cake and eat it, too, without him doing vocals. I get to, like, sit back and enjoy riffing half the time and then, you know, belt out some shit that I feel passionate about
the other half the time. No, and I mean, I think it works, and I think that's the kind of thing that's really cool about the band, is that you do have that double attack. But, you know, and of course, instrumentally amazing. The work is just killer. So
thank you very much.
So let's see, now you are going out with Nile on the Vile Desolate Sands tour. So that looks awesome. Looks like a good month and a half worth of touring. So that's really cool.
That's going to be completely insane, especially with, you know, everything that's been mentioned so far, obviously Hate Eternal and Nile being, you know, such foundational bands for Vitriol Sound. It's really like the too good to be true kind of very surreal air around the whole thing. So we've been, you know, preparing, you know, as diligently as we can, practicing as much as we possibly can, and we're ready for it.
Nice. And I know I'm running out of time here, but I wanted to ask about, so Crowned in Retaliation is my favorite song on the album, and that is the, awesome, the video that you're working on. So, just tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear you say that. It's actually my personal favorite song on the album. I mean, there's no songs that anyone in the band dislikes necessarily, but
no.
I'm the only member of the band who's crowned as their favorite. And I used that song. It was important for me to start the album off on that foot because I think Crowned, while other songs offer so much, I feel like Crowned is like the home base to Vitriol, like what Vitriol is. If anyone asked me, like, what is Vitriol, and I had to play them one song, I would play them Crowned, because while other songs offer kind of a deviation from what Vitriol is, Crowned is just suffocating from start to finish. It's not too melodic. You know, we have some songs that foray a bit more into a little bit of hookiness, a little bit of catchiness, you know, dabble in that. Mm-hmm. Crown doesn't have any of that. It has this monumental, you know, melodic section with the solo, but it doesn't soften the sound of the song. And it has a guest vocal spot from my good friend Nas Alchemist from Nightbringer and Oculus and a myriad of other bands. And that his participation on the record was cool for me. So it was, it's just such a crusher. That intro riff is just a big, you know, two big middle fingers, you know, come of him. So it's like, okay, here we are, you know.
No, that's awesome. I mean, I look forward to seeing the video once it's finished. When do you expect that to be out?
Everything is flying around, man. We're not quite sure. Soon, though, we're hoping to have it out either before the tour or shortly after the tour begins.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no doubt it is an exciting time for you right now, and I can't imagine, but I absolutely wish you all the best with the upcoming album. And want to give you a chance right now to tell all the fans where to find Vitriol online, social media, that kind of thing.
Yeah, Vitriol, we're pretty easy to find. Most of on Instagram, it's Vitriol Warfare, at Vitriol Warfare. Facebook, same tagline. We try to keep it easy to find us. You can find all of our information regarding pre-order on To Babe from the Throat of Cowardice through all of Century Media's channels as well. But yeah, please come out, check it out. I'm sure there'll be plenty of live photos popping up, proving that we're pulling it off live, and we hope to see you out there.
Yeah, well, there's no doubt. To Bathe from the Throat of Cowardice is the album, and it is crushing, and I recommend that everybody give it a listen. But, Kyle, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate you, John.
And I look forward to hopefully talking again after the tour and finding out how it went.
Absolutely. Just hit us up.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Kyle. All the best to Vitriol.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye now.